Welcome to your daily financial services news wrap, brought to you by Financial Services Online. This is Paige Estritori, reporting today, Wednesday, the 29th of January, 2025. Let's begin our journey here in Australia, where the Association of Superannuation Funds of Australia, that's ASSEFA for short, presented an argument in favor of the Australian Securities and Investments Commission being the key regulator for scam oversight in the superannuation area. They believe this could streamline resources and enhance protections in our superannuation landscape. Their proposal encompasses education, scam prevention, and alterations to penalties relating to financial crime. It's a move that could revolutionize the way we manage superannuation scams, ensuring they're dealt with expediently and effectively. Speaking of finance, a surprising revelation from the global markets. China's tech startup DeepSeek launched a groundbreaking open-source AI model challenging OpenAI's ChatGPT. This announcement has caused a ripple effect, contributing to declines in Euro Stoxx 50 and tech stocks, while other markets, like those in the United States and Asia, showed mixed responses. Keep an eye on the Federal Reserve and the ECB in the coming days, as we expect potentially pivotal monetary policy decisions. And let's not forget Bitcoin, which fell sharply below the $100,000 mark. Back on home soil, we're not out of the woods just yet, with our capital cities navigating an unpredictable housing market. Sydney and Melbourne saw a decrease in dwelling values, while Brisbane and Perth grapple with slowed growth. This tangle of trends could lead to some cities becoming buyer's markets, and others continue to grapple with affordability concerns. As things stand, unless there are cuts to the interest rates, we could see negative property values in the future. From the world of insurance, the Australian Capital Territory is making strides to address escalating insurance costs. A comprehensive inquiry will compare ACT's costs to other regions, with a particular focus on workers, compensation, and the impacts of climate change. Analysis of public liability claim trends and risk evaluation by insurers are just some of the facets up for review. Recommendations may lead to significant shakeups in ACT's business landscape, so it's certainly a case to watch closely. So there we have it, your roundup of happenings in the world of financial services online. Don't forget to get in touch if you need assistance with insurance, finance, superannuation, or money management. Just pop over to financialservicesonline.com.au. I'm Paige Estritori, and this has been your daily financial services news wrap for today. Stay informed and stay safe.